Chulin, Perek Dalet Mishna Beis. Hamavakeres, Hamakasha Leled. Omavakeres, who's Miskasha Leled, it happens to be that the physical Mitzias is usually that the Mikasha Leled is a Mavakeres, but over here there's an extra Kavono. We learned in the previous Mishnah about the Behema Legabi the Dinah Ben Pakur that still Bechlal, the mother, Legabi the Shchita Soem, being Mater the Vlad, but the Eva Sheyotza Mirechem Imo, Koidim Haleda, has Dinah Bosa Basada Trefa. Now we're learning Legabi the Dinah of Kedushas Bechor. When this animal will be born, when this Vlad will be Yotza Mirechem Imo, it'll be born Bekedushas Kuhuna. So Lamaisa over here, since the Vlad is Mikasha Leled, so he wants to save the life of the cow by cutting off parts of the Vlad Shebesoicha. It's a worthwhile investment for him to lose the Vlad in order to have the mother. Vinishvi, he doesn't care anyways about the Hefsid because the Behem is born over here. Hare it'll be a Bechor. So what he does is, the Mishnah is going to point out what's the same way we discussed, what's the din legabe the shchita ve'evorim sheyotzem imechitza simai? Over here we have legabe kedushas bechor, the vlad that will be born and it will be a bechor. What's the din of the evorim sheyotza without the vlad actually being born? So the Mishnah says mechatech eve eve mashlich leklovim. He could chop off eve eve that's yotza, and in mashlich leklovim, which is the Mishnah's way of saying that it has no kedusha. There's no kedushas b'chor. If it had kedushas b'chor, can't feed it l'klovim. It has to be buried. Yotze ruba in the Mishnah says, harezi yakovev, most of the vlad came out. Roshe or ruba renders the uber as being born. In that case, it was already kodesh b'kedushas b'chor. And then memel, it's not mutter b'hashlocha l'klovim. Kvura v'niftura mena b'chor. Which, now we know, that a behema, that's mevaker, even if the vlad wasn't born, it miscarried. And certainly over here where the behemoth was about to be born, that means that the birth afterwards will not be Kodesh B'Kedushas Bechor. There's an important machlekes to point out over here. It's not going to get pshat in the Mishnah, but it's a choshem in the Kuda. There's a major machlekes over here in the Sugya and Dav Samech Tes about the process of Kedushas Bechor being chal on a vlad by a behemoth. Rabba holds that a Bechor is Kodesh Mikanu Labo, which means that if it's Moitzi Eiver Mirechem Imo, it's not Kodesh B'Kedushas Bechor. When does the Vlad become Kodesh? Only at the point where the Vlad is Moitzi Rubo. At that point, the Kedusha is Chal. It's Chal on the whole behemoth, but it's not Chal on the parts that came out already and that were cut off. That means that even though now the Vlad is in Zinganzen born, the Chalokim that were cut off from the behemoth never became Kodesh, and therefore, the halacha is, like it says in the Mishnah, Mashal Chaklovim. However, Rav Huna holds in the Gemara that when the Vlad is actually born, it's Kodesh, as soon as it's Hoitzi Roshe or Ruboi, it's Kodesh L'mafreya. Means to say, if he would cut off the foot in order to lessen the Sakana to the mother, that foot, as soon as the rest of the Vlad comes out, is Kodesh L'mafreya, and the foot is also Kodesh B'Kedushas Bechor. So how could he be Mashlech L'Klovim? So you have to like to Pshat in the Mishnah that he was Mashlech to the Kelev before the rest of the Behemoth came out. According to the first sheet, it's even not. L'maisa is not Kodesh, but according to the Pshat that we just said, that L'mafreya or Kodesh, according to Ravuna, it has to be that it was ready Hushlach L'Klovim, and then the Kedusha was Chal, so he didn't violate the Kedusha before it was Chal by having him thrown L'Klovim. That's your left leg to Pshat in the Mishnah. And what the Mishnah says, Yotzer Rube, Arezi Yakovim, means at the point where it's Yotzer Rube, whatever's around still is all Chal and L'mafreya, they didn't clue. So Arezi Yakovim is going on everything. Mishnah Gimel, Behemah Shemesu Bara B'Sech Me'o, behemoth that the uber died in utero. The roya, the farmer who's taking care, the shepherd rather, who's taking care of the behemoths, could feel inside the rechem imo. Ein bein the behemoth tmeo, bein the behemoth tahira. Both of we're talking about a behemoth tmeo if it was a horse, or behemoth tahira if it was a cow. The roya is not tamei, tahor. It's not called that he's touching an avela. Why? Because since it's part of the mother, it has a din of being one of the chalakim, that it's basar that's inside the mother. It's alive. It's a chalak of a live animal. Rabbi Yisrael Glili Oimer, Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds no. B'tmeya doesn't have any heter of shchita. So if it doesn't have any heter of shchita, so then the animal's an animal. The chalak that's dead inside is dead. You can't look at it be yachas to the mother, the fact that it's alive. Ubetahira, by an animal that's tohar, so if you check the mother, lemaisa, the dead flesh that's inside, is considered part of the mother. So it can't be considered part of the, it can't be considered a dead animal. It's considered part of the mother because it has a heter shchita, and that shchita will be matter. That means Rabbi Yosi Aglili is chaylik on the across-the-board definition of the dead flesh of the uber being inside the mother as being not an avela. It's not true. But what creates that definition is only the fact that it's olul, it's roi l'shchita, to be tor as a chaylik of shchita's imoy, and that you need. So that's only by Bein Mitar. L'maisi, you look at the Rav from the Gemara, and the Rav brings down that it's Gzeres HaKosuf. The Pasuk says, V'yom uchiyomus min ha-behem, in the Parashat Nevela, yomus min ha-behem is behem etmeh, ashehi lochem lo'ochlos behem etoira. We see that the dinim of behem etmeh and behem etoira are the same. If you have a chelik on that drasha. Ho'isha shemeis v'lodah, the Mishnah then goes over to a similar type of halacha, the gabi ayumin uba shemeis. Shemeis v'lodah b'tech meh, poshto chaya es yoda, the midwife, is able to touch the uber, the noga boy. Hachayo tmeya tuma shiva. That's not called that the chaya touched a mace. Now, let's remember that a uber that has a tzuas vlad, that was after 40 days in embryo, does have a din letami, does have a din of tumas hamace. So l'chayra, that's called she's touching a dead body. The halacha is that it is considered a dead body. Hachayo tmeya tuma shiva. Vo'isha tahira, the isha herself is not considered touching. That means the midwife who's touching from the outside is called, that's a negia b'meis. The isha and the fact that it's begufa, that's not called a negia. And b'meila she's tahira, ad she yetze avlad, and then she's tome b'tumas leido, and she could also be tome b'tumas avlad, if she's touching. So l'maisa, what's stated in the Mishnah is that there's a clear distinction between a dead uber of a behemah and a dead uber of an isha. L'chayr, there shouldn't be a chilek. It's either this or that. And the Gemara says that's all the Rabbanon. By a chayo, we were mitameh because we're choshish that maybe the vlad will stick its head out and that point it'll be born. And at that point that it's born, the taka is mitameh. So maybe they were choshish. They were not choshish for this type of thing by a royish noga biyodoi. The Gemara says the chilek is because the tsuras mokem haleida of the behema is different. So the chash that it could stick its head out of the rechem and still won't be noticeable to the outside, that's only chash by a human leida, not by a behema. That's why there's a chilek. On the ma'aseh, the isha herself, we're not geyser on. We're only geyser on the chayish noga. When that goes on the Isha herself, and that's the difference in the two cases.